In Alaska on the North Slope, biologists have a plan to look for polar bear dens and thereby keep them safe. The bear dens would be threatened by future oil exploration and road building. To find the dens where mother bears and their cubs spend the coldest part of the winter, a viewing device called FLIR is being used. FLIR stands for Forward-Looking Infrared. The weather lately hasn't been good for bear den finding. Biologist Stephen Amstrup describes what happens on a typical mission.
We fly these surveys looking for dens at a relatively low altitude, about 800 feet or so. We take off in the dark, fly out to locations where we know polar bears are in dens because earlier in the year we fitted them with radio collars, and then we followed them to these dens. So we can radio track to the location of the den, and then we turn on this infrared device, and we have a video screen in the helicopter. And we look through that screen. That's our portal to the outside at this point.
Are you actually aiming anything at the ground then?
We try to have the helicopter fly over the known location of the den. And so we're looking, I think about 30 degrees down and straight ahead. And then we look into the video screen and hope that we see a hot spot that shows up that's in sharp contrast to the generally cool surroundings.
How sensitive is the forward-looking infrared?
Under ideal circumstances, it can detect a temperature difference as small as a tenth of a degree Celsius. And that it actually is very sensitive.
Have you ever indeed seen a polar bear den on the screen in that helicopter?
Yes, we have.
When you see it on the screen, what do you see? Do you see the mother bear and the cubs?
Typically, what we see is a dark streak through the center of the screen, and that dark streak is the snowdrift that the bear has chosen to den in. And in the center of the drift is a small glowing spot that looks, if you can imagine, like glowing embers, only in black and white. And what we're seeing is thermal radiation that's coming off of the cavity in which the bear is lying. That cavity is warmed by the bear's breath, and then the cavity itself, the outer shell of the cavity, if you will, is radiating the heat. So what we think we see as forms or motion, I think, is probably just variations in radiation that probably have little to do with the movements or positioning of the animals.
Now, you are having trouble, though, with the weather. I gather it's not been cold enough. What happens when the temperature doesn't go down far enough?
If the weather's been warm and if there's been lots of snow and ice crystals falling, and they've been falling at warm temperatures, then the ground is uniformly warm and there's very little contrast between the snow over a den and the snow adjacent to a den.
Would information gathered this winter help you with next winter? Will they go back to the same den?
No, polar bears den only in snowdrifts, and of course the snowdrifts change from year to year. So, in fact, that's one of our problems is that in trying to predict where bears might den, and polar bears will go into dens only once every 3 years if they're successful in rearing their cubs. So it's really important that since this year we have a good sample of bears in dens and we know where they are, that we really get the testing done this year. It may be a number of years before we have seven bears wearing radio collars in their dens again.
Mr. Amstrup, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Speaking with us from Anchorage, Alaska, Stephen Amstrup, research wildlife biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey.